Harper Audio presents Come Back, Como, Winning the Heart of a Reluctant Dog by Steve Wynn, read by Paul Hernandez. Copyright 2009 by Steve Wynn. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. On the Loose. It was a gorgeous September morning in San Francisco's Inner Sunset District, glowingly warm and bright. I was spending it on my knees in the middle of 11th Avenue, pleading with a dog. Como, I called out in the most casually reassuring voice I could muster. Let's go back home. Come on, boy. Let's just do it. I inched a little closer to the cream-colored terrier mutt who had just fled from our house a few blocks away and led me on a frantic chase that didn't show any signs of ending well. Como, his tawny ears lifted in high alert mode and brown eyes widened, inched back. He kept a safe distance on the sidewalk, 20 yards off. His tail was raised and furled like a ravished feather over his back end. This wasn't working any more than trying to outrun him had. At 52, I wasn't about to win a foot race with a nimble 2-year-old terrier. The moment had arrived for a fresh approach, if I had ever hoped to recapture this scruffy shelter dog my wife and daughter and I had adopted 10 days ago, which had been more than enough time to learn his distaste for men, notably me, and highly developed flair for escape. "Hey, Como," I said, ditching my phonily unrattled tone for something even more phonily playful. "Check it out." I got off my knees, but stayed down in a passive, non-threatening crouch. He watched closely and came a few steps closer. Encouraged, I sat down, braced my hands behind me, and stretched out my legs, as if I were settling in for a classic picnic in the park. I was careful to stay in profile to him to keep him in sight while avoiding the slightest hint of confrontation. I slowly extended a hand in his direction, rubbing my thumb and index finger together. "Come on, Como. Come on, boy." After a while, it was clear I'd rubbed the skin off my fingers before he'd come all the way. I was rested now and considered springing up and making another direct dash at him. But as soon as I shifted my legs a little to get up, Como laid his ears back and retreated. So much for that plan. At this point, I was fresh out of human tactics. My next idea wasn't an idea at all, but kind of an unformed impulse to act like another dog. Something I'd probably last done 40 years ago or more. I stood up, dusted the sidewalk grit off my palms, crossed the street, and started up 11th Avenue on the opposite sidewalk. I was respecting Como's territory, but claiming some for my own, just as dogs do. "What a great idea," I meant to say in his language, "to explore this stretch of town. You're the leader, Natch, but let's do it together." Como looked completely non-puzzled when I gave him a quick glance. He watched, his shoulder blade suspiciously hoisted as I started plodding up the hill. But soon enough, he seemed to sign on to the deal and continued on his side. We both hit Moraga Street about the same time and kept climbing. Oddly, on that choice morning, there wasn't a car moving or a person in sight. We had the Inner Sunset to ourselves. Forcing myself not to look over at him, I stepped off the sidewalk and started walking in the street on the next block, gradually narrowing the distance between us without seeming to. It was like an algebra problem about slowly and steadily converging lines destined to meet at a certain point on the graph. And it might have worked out that way if I weren't running out of breath, with several more blocks of steep hill ahead. We were nearly to Ortega Street when a final, desperate inspiration hit. I let out a huge, resigned sigh and went down in a heap. I was counting on the sheer animal surprise of it to seize his interest, and I was right. Como lowered his nose in my direction and came out in the street to investigate. I played along as best as I could, sinking from the propped elbow slump to a full-body collapse. I could sense him almost here and smell him creeping closer, but I had to stay in character if this was going to work. I had to be in the moment, as actors say, shut out everything else and become a helpless, incapacitated fallen beast. It was a reckless gambit. A car might turn off a side street at any moment and come whipping down that hill straight at us. But there was something strangely peaceful about it, too. I was both giving up and giving it all
Sample complete. Ready to continue?